Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Holidays mean feasting. From cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes, Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan au chocolat. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we have an interesting topic. And Sochal, I think I'll let you introduce the topic today.
Today we're going to be talking about contractions, Jack. And I know that it's something we've talked about on the podcast before, but I think it's just so important because it's something that when students are learning English as a foreign language, it's something that they run into and are really confused about because it's not usually taught. And it I don't know how to explain it. It's not usually taught in the way that it's in the same way that they're so colloquially and frequently used. Yeah. And also,
should we explain what a contraction is quickly?
Yes, definitely. Go ahead.
A contraction is when we have like two words, like I am, and then we combine it into kind of one word, like I'm a student.
Yeah, and it just has an apostrophe in between.
Yes, right, exactly.
And like you get, it's like I plus am, A-M, and then you erase the A and you replace it with a contraction and you put them together so there's no more space between them. So it's just I am versus I'm.
Right, exactly. Some common ones are I'm, you're, he's, she's, we're, they're. I think there's other ones too, like with he has, he's, he would, he'd, you know, something like that.
It is actually, which is interesting because it's is short for it is. They're for they are.
Yeah, exactly. We are.
Yeah. For are not, didn't for did not, you know, a lot of those.
Yeah, there's so many contractions, right?
There are a lot of contractions, and they're very frequently used. Like, almost everything we can turn into a contraction, we do as native speakers when we're speaking.
Yeah.
And you might see multiple in one sentence.
It would be weird if you talk to someone who never used contractions.
It would make their speech sound super robotic and unnatural.
Yes, it would be
like
so
the uncanny
strange.
Valley effect of like speech.
I am talking about, I don't know. I can't think of an example.
Yeah,
but yeah,
it's like,
weird.
No, I did not do that. Is like, that's suspicious, you know?
If somebody talks like that, they might not be human. They might be an alien
or like an alien or a non-native speaker. So that's why it's important for you to learn contractions if you're a non-native speaker, because it really makes your English sound so much more fluid and natural and just so much more like a native speaker. And I've noticed that in listening as well, for listening comprehension. I remember we had a student before who said that when they hear English, like native speakers talk to each other, it sounds all run together. And I thought that's because of contractions.
It's because, contractions and reductions. Reduction is an unofficial, informal contraction, like wanna.
Yes,
Yeah.
or didn't, or
Yeah. Gonna,
did,
gotta. Yeah. Gonna, gotta,
yeah,
wanna. Yeah.
wanna,
Yeah.
got ya, yeah, all those. So I think it's something that a lot of non-native speakers aren't familiar with. So yeah,
Yeah.
practice using them in your everyday speech for sure. Because and look up some common ones, didn't, don't, I'm, whatever.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-Grainger, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Because all of those, it'll just make your English sound so much more natural. I think, Jack, I think it would be really fun if we did a one podcast episode where we stated at the beginning, like, we are gonna try to go the whole podcast episode without using contractions.
Oh, that's a, I like that challenge. Let's try
I think that will be
that.
so
That'll
fun.
be a
Let's try
next, yeah,
that next
next
week.
week we'll do that for sure. 100%.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So tune in, students, if you want to hear us try to go an entire episode without using contractions next week. I think it'll be very fun because you as students and listeners will be able to notice how unnatural our English sounds.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
it'll be a really good learning moment, I think. So I'm very excited for
No
this.
reductions, no contractions next week. Yeah, and maybe we'll do an introduction, an episode on some common reductions, because today we're just focusing on contractions.
Yes.
And a contraction, this is these are formal. These are grammatically correct. Reductions are not. So, what are like? Let's flip it to the other side quickly and say, what about in writing? When are
In
contractions
writing.
okay, and when are they not okay in writing? Yeah.
I think they're okay almost all of the time. Obviously, in super formal situations, you might, but really. Really, even in super formal situations, like if you're writing, even if you're writing to like the president of your college, you're probably going to use I'm, like I plus am.
It because it's a letter. Yeah. I would say in like a research paper, I wouldn't use contractions.
No, but I would because
You wouldn't. Okay.
didn't it,
Yeah.
you're going to use it. You're not going to say did not every single time.
That's interesting. I guess I'm kind of torn between I suppose it's probably okay now. Maybe at one time in the past it wasn't, but it was not.
I think,
But
yeah, it was.
yeah.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I mean, maybe like a really super specific scientific research paper might not use contractions.
Yeah.
But even then, like, even especially for like the social sciences and psychology and stuff, you still see it. I mean, maybe like some like chemistry paper or something, but it's really, I mean, contractions are just, they're everywhere. That they're just
Yeah.
such an integral part of the English language and the way that we speak.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you'll see it always. And I think it's also important, like, if you speak really deliberately without using contractions, a lot of times people think you're lying.
Oh, it's like a deceptive
Yeah, like
clue or
there was a
something.
psychology thing that came out some years ago that was like, if someone, typically uses contractions, and if you're talking to someone, they typically use contractions, and then suddenly, like, you're asking them about something, and they're like, no, I did not do that. Like, it's weird because it's not their typical pattern of speech.
Oh, so if you guys are going to lie about something, make sure to use a contraction. I didn't
Yeah.
do it. I didn't do it.
I
I wasn't
didn't
I
do
wasn't
that.
there. I
Yeah.
wasn't there.
I would never do that. Yeah. So, okay. Let us know any questions you have about contractions in the comments down below, students. We love to hear from you guys. We love to hear your questions. Make sure to shoot us an email at the A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com and make sure to join the WeChat group. And we will see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.